Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter im Sech des Yevamis, Perik Tes Vav, Mishnah Dawid. So like we learned in the previous Mishnah, the woman can come, previous two Mishnahs, the woman can come and say that her husband died and we believe her. Mishum Aguna Akili Beit Abanan. Chazal so badly did not want the woman to be left alone. She should have the ability to remarry and get on with her life. And that's why even other Eidos that normally would not be accepted in Beis Din are accepted to testify that the husband died, like an Isha or an Eved. Our Mishnah begins. Hakol Nemonim L'Ha'ida. Everyone is believed to say Eidos for a wife, that her husband passed away, even people that normally are not Kasha L'Eidos. Chutz Mechamoisa, except for the following five women. First, Mechamoisa, her mother-in-law. Second of the five, Ubas Chamoisa, her mother-in-law's daughter. In other words, her husband's sister. Third of the five, Itzarasa, the other wife in the marriage. Fourth of the five, Viavimta, her sister-in-law. In other words, the wife of her husband's brother. And finally, the fifth of the five women that would not be believed is Ubas Baila and her stepdaughter. All these relationships have one thing in common. It's very hard to get along. And because it often happens that they have a sinner toward each other, we have a shtickle chashash over here. We have a concern. Could it be they would lie? And this way they trap her. She gets remarried, not al pi halacha, so that when her husband returns, she's going to have all those knosos and penalties that are given to a woman who remarries. She's going to be usher to both husbands and so on. Now, what's the reason that there's a good chance these women will not like her? Her mother-in-law, she says, oh, I worked so hard on my son. She's going to get everything. I built such a beautiful house. My son will yarshim me and she's going to live there. Her mother-in-law's daughter says, she's going to yarshim all the hard work of my father and mother. Her tzara, well, that we understand, two wives in the same marriage, is asking for trouble. Her yavama, she sees herself as a potential tzara. Her husband's daughter, obviously a daughter from a different marriage, says, what? She's going to take over my mother's place and use up all the hard things my mother worked for? Now, it doesn't mean that whenever you have this relationship, it's a hateful relationship, but it's gan shayach. Unless a person is really a tzadekis, works with hashgacha pratis, has a munna, then you can overcome these things. But Chazal are very realistic. Many people can't. Now, the Mishnah points out that although we won't believe these five women if they come and say the husband died, but if any of these five bring a get from Medina Sayyam and say it's a kosher get, then we do accept it. So the Mishnah wants to know why. Why are we going to accept a get from these five women when they say it's a kosher get, but not testimony that the husband died? The Mishnah, ma ben get lemisa. What's the difference between a get? For as explained, when it comes to a get, these women are believed. Lemisa, as opposed to the death of the husband, if they come and say the husband died, we don't believe them. How do we know they're believed by a get? It says so beferish in the sechtas get. It says af hanoshim she'ein amonis loimer mezbala amonis. They're trusted lahavi gita. And for the Mishnah, the difference between a get and just testifying that the husband died is shehaksav mechiach. In the case of the get, the ksav, the written get, the written document, that shows us that they're telling the truth. So we're relying on the get. The shliach, he has to say that the get is kosher. Now, the shliach has to make a very important statement. The shliach has to say, b'fanei nechtav, it was written in front of me, b'fanei nechtav, it was signed in front of me, but still, that's only to validate the get. The main reason we're letting her get married with this get is because Chazal look at the get and they say it's a kosher get. True, we're relying on the shliach also, but the main thing is the get. On the other hand, when these women come and they say, oh, he just died, there's no document, there's no documentation, there's no other proof. It's only the word of this woman who says that her husband died. And the mela, being that there's a good chance they're just trying to get even with her, trying to set a trap for her, we can't rely on them. Weiter sagt der Heilige Mishnah, Eidai Mermes, One aide said her husband died. The niece, since she got married, says the Batanur loved after she got married, but she got a heter to get married, even though she didn't actually marry yet. Then another aide shows up, another single aide, and says, Loi Mesi, he didn't die. Zakta Mishnah Rezu Loi Seitse. The Batanur teaches she doesn't leave her heter. In other words, if she got married, she doesn't leave her husband. But even if she didn't get married yet, but she just got a heter to get married, Herezu Loi Seitse, says the Batanura, she doesn't leave that state of being able to remarry. The heter stays in place. Vayter zakta Mishnah Eid Oimrim Meis, Ushnayim Oimrim Loi Meis. But if one aide said the husband died, Ushnayim Oimrim Loi Meis, and then two aidim come and say, no, he didn't die. Here, Afal Pi Shenisus, even though the wife already got married again, Tate says she has to leave her new husband. Now, there are a lot of different shitas over here, who these two Edom are that came afterwards. Are they Kasher Edom? Are they also Pasal Edom? But this is what the Batanura says. We're talking about people that are Pasal Edis. But just like the Torah said in this case, a single Ed is believed. So we're not going with the regular Hilchos Edis. So people that are normally Pasal Edis are also believed. And under these circumstances, what we do is we simply go with the majority. Vayter Zakta Mishnah. And also in this case, Shnayim Oimrim Meis. Let's say two witnesses say that the husband died. The Eidom Eloi Meis. One witness says, no, he didn't. Aval B'Shaloi Neis. Even though she didn't get married again yet, Tinase, she can go ahead and get married. She still has the green light. In other words, under these circumstances, it's the majority that we believe. Whether it's L'Kula or L'Chumra. In the previous case, we said L'Chumra. One says the husband died, two say he didn't die. Now the chiddush of the Mishnah is even lekul, even to be lenient. Two eidim say the husband died, even though there's one eid that says he didn't. In these circumstances, we count up how many people. Two against one, we believe the two. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah, everyone is believed to testify on her behalf that the husband died, with the exception of these five women. Her mother-in-law, her mother-in-law's daughter, her tsara, the other wife in the marriage, Yevimta, that's her husband's brother's wife, her husband's daughter from a different marriage. Why don't we believe them? We're scared that in these kinds of relationships, a lot of competition. It's not fair. She's getting married. She's marrying my son. She's going to yarshen everything I worked for, and so on. So what if they're doing this bedafka so she should get into trouble, and her husband didn't really die? So how come if these five women bring a get, we do believe them? And the answer is because basically the heter is the get. It's true. They have to say the get was kosher. They have to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. But the main heter comes from the get. There's a ksav that's mechiach. The document shows us. Here, it's just their word. Then the Mishnah told us. One aide says, the husband died. And either she gets married, or even if she gets a heter to get married. Another aide comes along and says, no, he didn't. Nothing changes. If one aide says, the husband died, and two say that he didn't die, then even though she did get married, she's going to have to leave. We said to the Batanura that under these circumstances, it goes after the majority. And the same is true the other way around. Two Edom say that the husband died, and one Ed says he didn't die. Even though Bezin didn't give her the heter yet, she can still go ahead and get married. Some say that this din, that if one Ed said the husband died, and two Edom come and say that, no, he didn't die, that's only if those two Edom are Edom Ksherim. I want to take a look at the Taisus Yamtiv maybe over here and see a shmuz about that. Also, if you take out a Mishnayis and you look in the Taisus Rebbe Akiva Eger, he brings over here in the case of where an aid says that the husband died and Bezin gave her a heter to get married, and another aid comes running and says, no, he didn't die. It's best that she shouldn't get married. Even though the Mishnah says she can, but why get into a situation where people are going to talk? But the husband did die. Some say he didn't, some say he did. It's better to stay away from these things. Now, for sure, if she gets married, she doesn't have to leave. But we would much rather she didn't. Some say it's just an eitzah, that for her own good, it's better she should stay away from this.